Hey, I'm Ella Gray, and welcome back to the Key of E podcast. This week, I'm going to be talking about American Teen by Khalid. This was Khalid's debut album. It came out in 2017, and this is my favorite Khalid album. I feel bad whenever I say that an artist's debut album is my favorite, because it feels like I'm saying, like, they never got better, they never, like, improved, which is not at all what I'm saying in any way, but I always feel bad whenever I say that about an artist, because it just sounds like they didn't keep moving up and this was their peak. And I'm not saying that at all, honestly. I really like his other albums, but the majority of this episode is going to be me talking about American Teen. I love all of the songs. It's a no-skip album for me. I think it's just a perfect example of this weird gap between high school and college, or high school and a career. It's like this, who am I? I'm learning about myself as well as other people are learning about me. I'm getting in relationships and I'm learning about other people and I'm learning about myself. So I thought that before I get into the album, I would talk about a few of my other favorite songs on Khalid's other albums. From Free Spirit, I think my favorites are Paradise, Bluffin', and Saturday Nights. I just feel like they're all so, like, melodically strong and catchy, and I still do love this album. I love just, like, the vibe of the Free Spirit album. I love the cover. I've played the album so much that the, like, vinyls kind of got, like, distorted a little bit, and I just love the way that they look so much, so I hung them up on my wall, and I have, like, the, like, album cover, like, the record sleeves still on my shelf, even though there's no vinyls in them, because I just love the album cover. I think it's so cool. I also love that this album continues the having an age in a song of having the song 18 on his first album, American Teen, which we'll get to obviously later. We'll talk about in detail. And then having a song on his next album, Free Spirit, called 21, just continues it perfectly. I love that there's those lines that parallel the albums together. And then on Scenic Drive, I love Backseat. I think that that's my favorite. It's, again, melodically strong. It's so catchy. His voice sounds so good. He never disappoints vocally. I remember in eighth grade, me and my friend would listen to the American Teen album whenever we were supposed to be doing work in school, but we weren't. And my friend would always say, like, Khalid's voice is too high for me to sing, but if I drop the octave, then it's too low for him to sing. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's funny you say that, because I feel like for me, his voice is, like, too low, but then if I go up the octave, it's way too high. So I'm like, he's hard to sing along with, but he has pretty good range. But yeah, all of his albums are great. But now we're going to get into American Teen. His debut album had a ton of hits. Some of the ones that I think that the average listener would know is obviously Young, Dumb, and Broke. Another major hit that he had was Location.
Send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through.
In my opinion, a good song is a song that can be covered and sang universally. I guess I have a lot of opinions on what a good song is, but this song, I just feel like I've heard so many people sing Location, and it sounds so good. AJR has a great cover of it on their Spotify singles. It's really great, but I love the original. I love the way that Khalid sings it. I love the production on it. I think that it's, like, so solid. But I'm going to start out by breaking down some of the lyrics of these songs, starting with track one, which is American Teen, our title track. Also, I lost my voice last week, and I was like desperately hoping that it would come back because I had to sing a lot last weekend, and I was like, I need to make podcasts, so I'm sorry if I'm not sounding like I usually sound, or I sound a little raspy, but yeah, it's getting better. I'm getting there. I think that this song, it's a great way to open the album. I love at the end when it just sounds like a lot of people singing around a campfire and they're just, you know, it proves again that it's a good song. Everybody can sing along. We all know what this is like. Again, this gap of you graduate high school and you're like, now what? Where do I go now? What happens now? This album just like encapsulates that perfectly. The like new stages in life of I'm having some new relationships, I'm figuring out what I want to do, I'm driving around aimlessly sometimes, I'm going to parties, I'm meeting people, I am learning about heartbreak, I'm learning about love. And that's why I think that this whole album encapsulated in one line would be the line from this song, where he says, my youth is the foundation of me, living life as an American teen. Just proves how pivotal this album is and all of these experiences, that they really do make you who you are. These years that he's kind of singing about, you know, like, I guess like 17 to 20-ish, you know, you learn who you are a little bit. You're experiencing so many new things and you're kind of taking mental notes, learning along the way. I love this song. It's a great way to start out the album. I'm going to move to another sad love song. I'm not the best at showing my emotions. You cut me deep and you left me wide open. I fought the demons that lie in between us. They'd think we're perfect if they'd ever seen us. But I guess this sounds like another sad love song. I can't get over how it all went wrong, but I let the words come together, then maybe I'll feel better. Again, this song, so catchy. I've said this a million times, I love when the title of a song is kind of like hidden in a verse, or even if it's not even said at all, but this song being called Another Sad Love Song, and then he just kind of says it nonchalantly in the verse, like, you might be listening to this and thinking, oh, there he goes again, crying, you know? Like other songs on this album, it is sad, it's another one of those. However, he goes on to say, but I need to write this down for the good of me, for the good of the relationship, for the good of everyone involved. And then I'm going to get it out. I'm going to burn these bridges. I'm going to learn. And then maybe it'll be better. But this is beneficial to get it out. Formulate it into words instead of sitting there and going over it a million times in your head. I'm going to move to Saved. Ooh, this might be one of my favorites. I can't decide. I'm just gonna say it's in my top three. He says, the hard part always seems to last forever. Sometimes I forget that we aren't together. Deep down in my heart, I hope you're doing all right. But from time to time, I often think of why you aren't mine. But I'll keep your number saved, because I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. I hope you think of all the times we shared. I hope you'll finally realize I was the only one who cared. It's crazy how this love thing seems unfair. You won't find a love like mine anywhere. I talk about this all the time with my friends, where it's like, how long do you keep the text messages, the pictures? How quickly do those get deleted? Like, is it like the breakup happens, like 5 minutes after, you're like, well, gotta wipe it all away? Or are you waiting and being like, just in case, maybe I shouldn't delete the contact. I think it really just depends on how it ended. Like, because then sometimes it's like an immediate block. You know what I mean? You leave, then you're like, okay, blocked. It's done. That's fair. Not even because you're scared of what they do, but kind of like for yourself, for your own well-being, to be like, girl, you can't call them. Don't call them. Even if they call you up and they're like, can we just talk about it? You gotta be like, nope, mm-mm, no, no. That's why blocking sounds harsh, but sometimes it's fair. But this is an interesting way where it's like, it's almost like a pride thing where you're like, what would happen if you called me and said, I miss you? You know, would it make less hard feelings? So I think we hold on to those like little threads and think about the what if, even if it is like delusional, you know. This is something that we can all relate to where it's like, I wonder how often they think about me. Wonder how often they are comparing me to who they're with now in a good way or a bad way. You never know. It could also all be in our heads. Depends on the situation, I guess. Let's talk about Coaster. As time passes, I feel so low, searching for pieces, covering up the holes. I'll fight for your love. I'll fight for your soul. I'll throw all of my cares away for you. I'll be there to wait for you. I think this song is written so well because the first verse being, as time passes, I feel so low, and then the next verse starting with, as time passes, I'm feeling high, you're not the one I'm thinking of tonight. It really goes well into the chorus where he's talking about coasting through your emotions and like every day's different. And then when someone's like, oh, how are you doing? How are you coping? How are you handling this all? You're like, well, currently in this hour, I'm doing all right, but I'll let you know if that stays the same. It probably won't. It kind of goes through stages of grief where it's like that bargaining of like, I would have given everything. I threw my cares out the window for you. I was waiting. A little bit of anger, I think, also goes into that, and then feeling low. And then there's a little bit of acceptance and moving on in the second verse whenever he says, maybe you weren't the one for me, but deep down I wanted you to be. I'll still see you in my dreams. All the things that I did for you just wasn't it for you. So acceptance doesn't really necessarily have to mean that you like moved on, but it's just more like, this is how it is. We'll still think of each other, but it's done. You weren't feeling it. That's it. That's how it has to be. Let's talk about 18. Woke up a little too late this morning, but I think I'll be okay. Damn, my car still smells like marijuana. My mom is gonna kill me. Traffic's backed up from corner to corner, so I guess I'll hit the highway. Shake away all the stress off my shoulders. Gonna have a good day. Because I'm 18 and I still live with my parents. Yeah, they're not like yours. Well, yours are more understanding. I've never fell in love. I saved those feelings for you. So let's do all the stupid shit that young kids do. Khalid explains that the first half of this song is kind of like, obviously written from like a present tense of like, we were going to all these parties, we were having so much fun, oh my gosh, I have school today. And then the second half is just kind of him looking back and being like, almost imagining the future of like, wanting to go up to these people that you used to know at like a class reunion or like in the future, or like reach out to them and be like, I still think about you all the time because this was a pivotal time in our lives and we had all these friendships and relationships and they didn't even last past high school. So the tone kind of switches in verse 2 whenever he says, no, I've never really been the smartest. Yeah, I've made my mistakes. You were there when times were at their darkest, always showing me the way. Your love seems to cut me deep, the sharpest. You'll always have a part of me. Losing you has always been the hardest. I wish it were the old days. And then in the chorus, everything is just kind of like looking back, like, because I was 18 and I still lived with my parents, everything kind of becomes that reminiscent kind of way of speaking. And yeah, I really love this song. I love how obviously relatable it is and how you don't realize everything's about to change after graduation. And they always tell you that, like, when you get to college, it's going to be so much different. But it's like, you telling me that isn't going to do anything for me. I have to experience it myself. And it's sad, but it's true. You obviously make more friendships and more relationships, but you don't always get that closure with a lot of people. I'm going to move to Hopeless. Spend my time worrying of broken promises, focused on the smell of all the burnt out cigarettes. My thoughts play on repeat, the only comfort that I keep, because in a moment I will be something you'll forget. If you were just reading the track titles, I think that you would think that Hopeless would sound the saddest sonically, because it's called Hopeless, but it's one of the more upbeat songs, and it sounds so happy, but it's not at all happy. Obviously, lyrically, it's not. I love the imagery of the burnt out cigarettes, of things still like looming over you and like staying in the air. Then later in the song, when he says, "I'm giving you the match, set our love on fire," kind of plays into that same imagery of like, if you're gonna burn it down, do it. I'm giving you permission. Just get it over with, cut all of the ties, because currently, like he talked about in Coaster, I'm only seeing you in my dreams. This wasn't enough for you, so you can be the one to light it on fire, because I would still be here, like I would still stay, so you can do it. I'm letting you, you know, take the lead here. I'm going to move to talk about Winter. I mentioned that Saved is in my top three. I think that Winter is in my top three as well. I love this song. I feel like the first half of this album is very like summer, spring and summer, when we have songs like obviously American Teen, 18, Young, Dumb and Broke, Location, another sad love song. But then once we get to this point, it feels like the seasons change into fall and winter, obviously, with songs like Winter, Cold-Blooded, Shot Down, Angels, songs like that, where they just, there's a tonal shift, and a little bit, I guess, changes sonically, where they get a little more slower and sadder, but all of these songs carry so much emotion in them, and that's why I feel like just the energy of the songs changes, and then it becomes like a whole new, I guess, like setting that this album is taking place in. He says, "You were so quick to reject me, so I'll take my time being sad." I love that line. I also love the repetition of "promise that you'll keep my love with you." Clearly, he's mentioned it in this album a lot of like, "I still think of you all the time. I'm still dreaming of you. Everything's reminding me of you. Is it the same for you? I hope that when you remember us, you remember the good that I gave also, and that it isn't just all hard feelings." And I feel like that line goes perfectly into the next song I'm going to talk about, which is Keep Me. Roses were your favorite flower, and I couldn't stand the scent. But if it's what it takes to put a smile on your face, I guess I'll deal with it. You hung with the popular kids, and I couldn't stand them. But I sucked it up because I wanted to be more than friends. You should walk away with me in your heart. Keep me in your mind. You don't have to speak of our past. Just keep me in your life. He mentioned that repeating the line, keep me alive, can have so many different meanings depending on how you look at it. I mean, simply having a song called Keep Me, you know, like, keep me around, keep me, you know, with you, keep me in a way that's like, hold me, but then also dramatically, keep me alive, this is killing me, also, keep the relationship alive. And so he's mentioned that even things that sound quite simple, you can interpret it to be whatever is relevant to you in your life. I would encourage you to go read the behind the lyrics on the Genius lyrics page, because he does a better job at explaining it than I can do. We were riding down Dyer with my top down, singing our favorite songs. But the funny thing is, every time we did, you'd always get the words wrong. And I was your biggest fan. You should never forget it. I bet your new man doesn't love you like I did. I love this line because it kind of paints the picture of, like, did you even care? How much thought were you putting into this? You'd always get the words wrong. You know, like, oh, just a little mistake. But it's like, did you even care to learn them in the first place? Dyer is a street in El Paso. He's from El Paso, Texas. I'm gonna end with Shot Down. There's a few lines in this song that cut so deep. He says, I never knew how much our love could hurt. Over my family, I put you first. Writing out my feelings is the only thing that works. I don't hear from the friends I thought were mine too, but I hold on to the poems I would write you. Happy 17, I saw us two, and you saw three. I guess our lines are structured like a haiku. Khalid says about this line, we're teenagers. You saw me, you saw someone else. It's triangular. I thought that was very clever. I felt like a rapper. The haiku line, so smart. I think it is. I feel like this album, I take so much inspiration from it when I'm writing, because I love talking about this, like, age that I guess I'm in currently, still in this weird gap of leaving your teens, entering your 20s. And I just feel like it's such a cool thing to write about these relationships that feel so big at the time and still feel very, like, detrimental in the future. And he talks a lot about writing things out and wishing so desperately that other people would give this much thought as he's giving it. Did I take almost all of the emotional damage after things were over? Just kind of figuring that all out. I love it. I think it's written so well. I love this album so much. It came at such a perfect time. I say that about every album, but it really did. I was leaving middle school, going into high school, having high school experiences, and I just love it so much. I just feel like Khalid is an amazing songwriter, performer, vocalist. I love hearing R&B type songs on, you know, just like top 40 radio. Makes me so happy. Gives a break from pop songs all the time. And yeah, I love him so much. Hopefully I'll get to see him live eventually. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.